Ladies and gentlemen.
System loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
We're on a mission from God.
Is on the air.
Is on the air. Are there any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you be waiting for?
Two, one.
The words good morning always want to come right out of my mouth, but tonight it is evening. Good evening. Good evening, everybody. I have Julie Tristan with me. Say hey.
Hey, how are you? I'm so honored to be here. Thanks for having me.
You were on my bucket list. When I started this show, I was like, I let up this like secret list of people, and your name was on it.
Thank you.
And it was people that I wanted to come hang out with me when I had my own radio show.
I think this is awesome, and I love your sparkly headphones.
Oh, yes.
And I just need to get some of those.
You do, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so Julie and I have known each other for a long time.
Yes.
She has been in radio and television in St. Louis for forever. Do you want to run down your resume a little bit of all the places you've worked?
Oh my gosh. So we met when I was doing traffic over at
93.7 The Bull.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
So yeah, that's how we met. And then you introduced me to your husband. And
yes.
Then I worked with him on the Stephen DC show.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
And then you had a long running stint with Show Me St. Louis.
Yeah, so I was on there for 8 years.
And now you are with KLOU with Billy Greenwood in the morning.
Yes, and back on the air.
Yes. And so that's why we're taping the show at night. So now in the morning, when we publish the show, don't be confused.
Right.
Because people are going to hear your voice in two different places. That might really screw with some people.
This is exciting. You have like listeners all over the world
too. In Germany.
Hey.
Last week I had, 40-something? Like, I'm the next Hasselhoff.
Yes, you are.
You are big in Germany. Yes.
I am huge in Germany.
I thought I saw someone listening in Poland, which
I
is
did.
Where I'm from. So
I feel like
awesome.
I need to...
Polish.
Oh, that's right. Tristan is a very Polish last
name.
It's
very Polish.
That's right.
That's not even her real last name.
Oh,
no,
that's
it's
her
not.
Fake
real
stop,
name.
Stop.
My real one is Polish, though.
Am I
know what it is.
Is that too much inside baseball that people don't know radio people use fake names?
Right.
Yeah, I don't think people are aware of that.
People don't know that Mano's not my fake
name.
Here,
let's be honest, and we don't have to say what Julie's last name really is, but most people would
massacre it. It's Wiener Schnitzel.
Yeah,
most people, it might as well be. People would screw that up. They wouldn't spell it right. They wouldn't say it right. So Tristan was a very... No, Tristan, there's a family tie-in.
Yes,
with it.
Tristan is my brother's middle name. So it's kind of
perfect.
Like an homage to him.
Yes,
you know?
Very nice.
Perfect. Well, we are happy to have you. We are going to talk a little more about you and Billy and KLOU in a little bit and how Billy is doing in new fatherhood and if he's been peed on yet and all that fun stuff. But we have to talk about something first that has sort of taken over our life. You know, last week I was featured on the NBC show
Best Time Ever.
Best Time Ever.
Oh, I loved seeing you there.
So we did a big show on that, and it was a lot of fun, and I was excited to write out my 15 minutes of fame. I thought, this will be fun. People will talk about this for a couple of days, and then everything will go back to normal. What I didn't expect was for my pet pig to steal my spotlight, or shall we say hog my spotlight.
Oh, I love it. Ba-dum-bum. He's over there.
Yeah, so I'm playing his theme song, Piggy Smalls.
I think that name is hilarious, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we like it, and we love Piggy Smalls. And so, I mean, Gary's a big St. Louis Blues fan. I didn't have time to even tell anybody what was going on before it was on social media. So, Gary, how did you find out? Just shout from back there. How did you find out that Piggy Smalls was the new mascot?
Actually, it was stlouisblues.com. It showed up on my Facebook page.
And you knew right away that that was the Mano pig.
So wait, Piggy.
Not just any random pig.
Well, what's the story then? I just heard Piggy Smalls pooped on the like the Blues floor or something.
Oh, yeah.
But
no.
He's like a mascot of some sort now?
So last week on Wednesday night, I think, the Blues played the Blackhawks.
Okay.
And it was like a 5-1 game. They were losing. And they had this great big come from behind and won the game. So the lady who runs the social media for the Blues tried to put "Our Blues roar back and win 5-2. But it auto-corrected "Our Blues roar bacon." And since it was such a crazy game and the Blackhawks are our biggest rivalry, all of the fans started hashtagging "roar bacon." And before you know it, there are pictures of bacon, and they even like photoshopped Tarasenko's jersey to look like bacon.
I remember this, okay. Actually did a Stanley Cup out of bacon.
Yes. So, you know, everybody went bonkers over this, and like a day or two went by, and we are friends with the Backuses because I do their photography. And my husband, it was actually his idea. He said, we should take David Backus got the pig an autographed jersey like a couple months ago when I did the maternity photos. And Jimmy said, well, with this Roar Bacon, we should take a picture of the pig in his blue shirt and send it, you know, to the Backuses. And so I texted Kelly the night before and I said, hey, we're going to send a picture of Piggy Smalls in his blue shirt. And she immediately wrote back and said, no, David wants to bring the pig in the locker room.
Oh, no, that's awesome.
And I'm like, OK, great. And he's like, have the pig there tomorrow at 10. But that didn't work because I was doing Show Me St. Louis.
Uh-huh.
And I said, can I come by afterwards? He's like, I don't think that's going to work. We got to get on a plane. So I thought the whole idea was like dead in the water.
Yeah.
Went to bed, got up, did Show Me St. Louis, came home, and it was like, you know, 11:30 or something, and I get a phone call from David Backus. And he's like, hey, Cal, can you have your pig up at the mall in 10 minutes? And I'm like, well, you're David Backus, so
anything
yeah.
for you.
Anything for you. And so, you know, me and the, you know, I had to get the pig, put the shirt on him, get him in my car, and get him to the mall. We pull in.
Yeah, it's important to note that you can't carry Piggy Smalls for long distances.
No, because he's very
he does look big.
Yeah, he's very big. And so David assured me, he said, I'm a big boy. I can carry the pig. So David met me and the kids out at the car because the kids had a half day. So they were with me. So my son, who plays hockey, had about a 5-minute warning that he was going to be inside the Blues locker room.
Oh, my gosh. He loved
yes.
it.
And nobody told you anything. And so we get there and David takes the pig in and he runs the pig all over the locker room and into other places. And me and the kids come in and it was fun. Chris Kerber was there and he does the radio broadcast for the Blues. So he brought the kids in and let him get a picture with Reeves, and they got a picture with Steiner and a picture with Backus. And I got back in my car and I'm driving home, and the Mills is like 5 minutes from my house. And in that span of time, my phone rings and it's my Aunt Linda. She's like, your pig is already on the St. Louis Blues Facebook page.
No way. Really? Oh,
well,
funny.
All of this happened when all of the press was there covering the Blues practice because they were getting ready to go on a road trip. Mm-hmm. So everyone was there. So Channel 2, Channel 5, Channel 4, and the radio stations, they were all there. So all of these different stations got footage, right? They all posted their online stories. So within like an hour, you were on STLtoday.com.
Oh my gosh.
StLouisMagazine.com.
NHL.com. Yahoo Sports. CBS Sports. Our pig was everywhere to the point where I had to call my mom. I'm like, hey, you need to turn on the news tonight because your grand pig is going to be on the news. And, you know, my mom, she has a Facebook that she can kind of use, but she doesn't understand social media. So when I'm trying to tell her the pig's going to be on the news because of a hashtag Roar Bacon, like I might as well be speaking Mandarin Chinese.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I told her. And then when I got in the locker room, all I see are turds everywhere.
Oh no.
And I see David Backus looking for a bag to clean up the poop that is all over the floor. And I'm like, my pig just took a dump in the Blues locker room. Little did I know, he also pooped in Hitchcock's office.
Which is brilliant.
Right.
Because that was the most popular quote of this entire thing, was that he pooped in the coach's office, to which, you know, David Backus said, well, there's a bunch of us players that would like to take a crap in the coach's
oh
office,
my God.
Too. And so that spread like wildfire. So that was awesome. Now, here's the thing, though. Piggy Smalls does not frequently like poop inside at all. He has a little bell he rings on our door.
Oh, he's does.
Never
he's trained. Oh, that's
he's
so
completely
cute.
Potty trained, but when pigs get scared, what they do is poop. So when you take him and toss him in a locker room with 30 giant men, you know, you know, and David was great with him. David knows how to handle animals. He knows how to carry Piggy. And so, you know, it wasn't anything that they did wrong, but the pig's not used to being out. And so I am worried that we're going to get more media requests for the pig, because here I am at my wedding yesterday, shooting my wedding, and I see that my pig has a Twitter account, Jimmy.
No way!
Why are you looking at me?
That's kind of genius, though.
My husband has created a Twitter account for the pig, and he tweets as if he is the pig. So the first Twitter said, like, it is so hard to text with these hooves, and it's like the pig and an iPhone and his hooves.
That is the PR guy over here. Of
course. Absolutely,
nice
right?
Job.
I gotta represent Piggy Smalls.
I was kind of mad. I'm like, why are you doing this? This is so stupid. Like, we shouldn't be the ones promoting it. Like, it's everybody else's thing. But so, do you want to plug Piggy Smalls' Twitter that you have been tweeting?
I don't know what you're talking about. It's
I'll have
Piggy
to follow.
It's not me. It's
okay,
Piggy Smalls.
So Piggy Smalls, what's your handle?
His handle. I'll speak for him.
Okay.
It's Piggy Smalls LGB for Let's Go Blues. Piggy Smalls LGB is his Twitter handle. So you could follow him there. And that is, all tweets are from Piggy Smalls himself.
So you're not doing it. It's the pig, and he's using his hooves.
He's got a specially modified iPhone. and he's using his hooves.
This is so crazy because I don't know what it is about the Manos over here. You know, it's like your pig is famous now. Your daughter had something going on with the Blues, too. Yes, you were just on the television. Yes. I mean, you guys are hilarious. What happens to you?
It's like if you told me tomorrow, like, surprise, you've been on, like, Candid Camera, right, like a reality show. Like, I wouldn't be surprised because the stupidest stuff happens to me. I should not be surprised that my pig upstaged me this week. I mean, I was on national television, and now I am chopped liver.
Yeah.
And so at my wedding this weekend, the groom was actually named Brett after Brett Hull, so they're a big hockey family. So, yeah, I have a feeling that Piggy Smalls, did Doc's Harley Davidson request him?
Yeah, so Doc's Harley Davidson would like him to make an appearance there.
Do they know that he's going to poop on their motorcycles?
No. Sugar Fire, the barbecue place?
Do they know that he's going to poop on their barbecue?
No, here's the thing. We're going to slip him some Piggy Xanax, and we're going to put him in a wagon, and we're going to just roll him.
Oh, that's a good
wherever,
idea. Yeah. Keep him calm.
Yes. Oh, my God. Gosh,
you know, hilarious.
Pigs can like die from fright. So
can. They have little hearts.
He is not going to Scott Trade. I'm telling that right now. I know that David Backus is really rich and dreamy, but when he calls and says, "Can I skate your pig around Scott Trade?"
I will say
I
yes.
Have to say no.
No. We gotta do it. Gotta do it.
You gotta take care of me. So cute.
Is it not like a matter of a week before the pig is driving the Zamboni?
Yeah.
My God, that's gonna be hilarious.
Oh, by the way, just as an aside, Haas said it's his fault.
Why is it his fault?
He told Jimmy to create the.
That's true. Yeah, our
Twitter account.
Our friend Haas.
I get a phone call from my husband last night. I'm coming home from my wedding, and he's dead serious. He goes, "Hey, do you think I could give the pig a little bit of Fireball?" And I'm like, "No, you can't." And he was dead serious.
You cannot give animals alcohol.
He said, "I'm going to water it down a little bit." I said, "Then you're going to call David Backus and tell him that you killed Piggy Smalls."
Exactly.
Or I would have to face Julie Tristan because she is a huge animal lover herself. So
I'm a vegetarian because of a pig I met one time.
Yeah. Look at that. All right. You know what? I would not do that.
We're going to talk about that a little bit later because I would love to be a vegetarian, and I probably could if it wasn't for Taco Bell. Taco Bell and McDonald's. Can I be a vegetarian except for Taco Bell?
That's not
Taco
real
Bell
meat,
just
though.
Got a vegetarian menu, so
they
yes,
did?
You can.
Oh, yeah, but I don't like vegetables. Is that a problem?
It would be a little bit of an issue, yeah.
All right, we are going to go to break. We'll be right back. It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show.
The Kelly Mano Show.
Come on! Mondays suck a little bit less.
Because the Kelly Mano Show is on the air.
Happy Monday to you. The Kelly Mano Show is brought to you by Rodin and Fields with Stacey Booty. Julie, have you ever had a chance to try out Rodin and Fields? It is a skincare company for your face.
I've only heard amazing things about them. Right? I've never tried them before.
So it was invented by the same doctors that created Proactiv.
Yes.
And instead of just being an acne treatment, they changed it into more dermatology and things like that. It's pretty much like having a dermatologist's office in your bathroom.
Oh, that's nice.
And I thought, you know, I don't have a lot of skin problems. I didn't think I needed it. But I, again, this morning gave myself the microdermabrasion, followed by this night serum. It's like putting silk on your face. It's amazing. Whether you have, you know, trouble spots or just general aging dark spots, Rodin and Fields, it was created by two doctors that wanted to bring skincare to everyday women. They've been voted the top 5 premium skincare companies in the entire United States. I know Stacey Booty personally, who sells Rodin Fields, who supplied me with my goodies. And you know what, Julie? I've got a goodie to give you before you leave.
Yay.
Don't let me forget. Okay. If you are looking into skincare, if you want a free sample like I have, give Stacey a phone call. Her phone number is 314-277-9018. Julie, what is that number one more time for Stacey Booty?
314-277-9018.
Oh, baby. All the pretty girls in the world, in the world, and the ugly girls too. But to me, you're pretty anyway, baby. You give me your number.
Good old DB, old dirty bastard. That's who this is, right? Am I asking two non-rap people?
No. I know, I'm like, I have no idea.
Julie, what kind of music do you listen to?
I don't know. I listen to like calm music, I feel like.
Really?
Calm soft rock.
We are completely opposite. Yeah. You know who you'd be? You should take over for Delilah when she...
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Is she ever going to retire?
Is she still around? I don't
Delilah,
know.
Delilah.
I love her
love
voice.
Love someone tonight or something.
Yes.
Yes. I remember being like a teenager and like listening to her.
I know. And is she still on though? For real?
No. Gary, can you Google that?
She is.
She is?
Are you? Yeah, I am 100% sure. I have friends in California working at radio stations that she does their night show.
I feel like she's out of St. Louis or something, too, isn't she? Or she used to be?
I know she used to be. I'm not sure anymore, but yeah. Delilah.
I love her.
I need a jingle, Gary.
Yes.
Kelly Mano.
I'll get right on that.
I saw something right before the show started, and maybe I'm wrong. We're supposed to be mad at Starbucks or something about a red cup. Did you guys see any of this?
Wait, what'd you say?
Starbucks.
What about it?
So
I was there this morning.
You were. Did you get coffee?
Yes, and yesterday and the day before.
Did they give it to you in a red cup?
Well, yes, because red cups are back now.
Right. Well, so apparently, you know, I am a Christian. Gary is not. He is a Jew. But so every year, I guess Starbucks has like a Christmas-themed cup. And I guess this year, because it's not, it doesn't have anything Christmassy on it, it's just red. People are like offended.
Oh, I had no idea. I just like the color. I just like this red because it means the holidays are here.
Right.
I didn't even really
look
at it.
I guess like some pastor posted a blog or something stupid. We need to stop giving stupid people blogs.
I mean, anybody can blog, unfortunately.
Really? We need to start having like an IQ test. Before you are allowed to blog or speak in public, you cannot be an idiot. Because, you know, take aside race, take aside gender, take aside any class you want. There are two classes of people in the world. You're either a piece of shit or you're not. End of story.
Interesting idea, yeah.
End of story. And the people in the piece of shit category can be black, white, girls, boys, transgender, policemen, anybody you want. And the same in the other one. Like, isn't that the biggest divider among us? And people who are mad about this Starbucks thing, I don't understand it. I don't understand why people are always mad about something.
Why are they mad? Starbucks is a place of joy.
And not only that, but Starbucks is like ultra liberal. So who would expect Starbucks to have a Christmas themed cup?
I didn't even notice. I don't know why people even notice stuff like
that.
Shut
up.
I just went there and enjoyed my praline caramel.
Mocha chocolate.
Exactly.
Mocha chocolate. Starbucks hates me because I'm the one who comes in. I'm like, I want a small hot chocolate.
Oh, gosh.
And they're like, do you mean a venti chocolate mousse? I'm like, no, I just want hot chocolate.
Oh, my gosh. It's so funny.
Because I hate coffee. Could you imagine me on coffee?
No, I thought you're like hopped up on coffee
no,
right now.
This is all natural.
That's awesome.
Like even when I drink soda, it's usually caffeine free. So this is what you're seeing. The Kelly Man you see now is an uncaffeinated one.
You are blessed, woman.
I guess so.
That's cool.
This weekend, I'll tell you what, right now I am on fumes, like literally on fumes. I cannot wait to sleep long hours tonight. Now, what time do you get up in the morning?
I get up at like 4:30.
And I don't know if you're going to say what I used to say is that I never got used to it.
You never really get used to it. But even on the weekend, I woke up at like 3:30 yesterday.
Okay,
it was
wait
so
a
annoying.
Minute. I've got to call you out though, because you are such a morning person. You are not going to remember this, but I will remember this. So when we were working at 93.7 The Bull, some guy came in and I had been there like 5 minutes working, right? Yeah. And I know it is. His initials were DR. I don't know if you can think of who that is.
I have the worst memory.
Okay. Well, I don't like him, so I don't want to say his name. I'm going to write it down. You remember that person?
Oh, yes,
okay.
I do.
Yeah,
okay.
I can't stand him.
Yep.
And so he came in. He's like, hey, new kid. He's like, you got to work overnight on Christmas. And I'm like, what? He's like, you got to work overnight on Christmas Eve. You're the new one. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I'm not even like a board op. What are you, you know? And so he made me work on Christmas. So I'm working Christmas night. And I'm like nearly crying because I'm like, it was Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I hate this. And I want to be with my family. And I just got married. Uh-huh. And he's like, Julie Tristan's going to relieve you at 6 a.m. And I'm like, okay. So he opens his door and in walks this like ray of sunshine and you're carrying all your presents and gift wrap and matching bows. And you're like, good morning. And
oh
I'm
my
like,
gosh.
I'm like, ew, what's wrong with you? And you're like, well, I just wanted wrap presents while I'm on the air and get two things done at once. And
no
like,
way.
Yes. You were like Miss Susie Sunshine. And I was like Miss Debbie Downer.
No way. I get that a lot. People are like, how are you so awake right now? And I'm thinking, I don't know. It's just how I am. Right. I just am like this.
Which is how I usually am, but mornings, yeah, not.
That is hilarious.
Not my thing. I think that was when I met you.
That's a fun story.
Because I had just started in the Bowl at November, and it was December when you were wrapping presents and on the air. You were probably like singing Christmas tunes while you were rapping.
I probably was. I didn't even remember that at all. That's hilarious.
Jingle bell. I'm ready for Christmas this year. Like Halloween seemed rushed. So I am like bring on the Christmas. I am ready to like put up the decorations and do all the fun stuff and really get into it this year. And producer Gary, we were just talking about people being mad at Starbucks. So I was supposed to go to you next, and then I got sidetracked talking about how cute Julie is.
Thank you.
Why is Reggie Bush suing St. Louis? Now, Julie, you know who Reggie Bush is, right?
He dated Kim Kardashian.
Exactly. It's like, I don't know what football team he's on.
I don't either.
Yeah, so he dated Kim Kardashian, almost married her. Or did she marry him? She's married so many people.
No, she did not marry him.
Okay.
She's married three people, but not him.
Right.
Okay. Why is Reggie Bush suing St. Louis? Does it have something to do with Kim Kardashian or her butt?
No.
Dang it.
Not in any way.
Oh. Then we are out of this conversation.
Yeah. It actually it actually kind of has something to do with Reggie's butt.
Oh, okay. I'm back in.
Yeah, he fell on it. he fell on it at the Edward Jones Dome, if you've ever been there. Just at the on the end of the playing surface, there's about 2 to 3 yards of cement.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like right before you get to where the stands are.
Right.
And he had just run a play and he had gotten taken out of bounds and he lost his footing on the cement and tore both the ligaments in his knee.
No. Was this last year or this year?
This was 2 weeks ago.
Oh my gosh.
Now the crazy thing, the reason he's making a big deal of it is because just the week before that, a player from the Cleveland Browns had the same problem. He slipped and ran into the wall, the quarterback for the Browns, and ended up hurting his wrist.
So it's like dangerous area.
But here's the thing. 20 years that this place has been open,
right,
and there's never been a problem.
Yeah.
So now Reggie Bush, the guy that has... Oh, I think he has a net worth of about $60 gazillion.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But doesn't that go down the tube if he can't play?
Well, he's already made his money.
But how much longer is it on his contract?
Because
if you're taking away his playing time.
He was in the last year of his contract. He is very old in football terms. He's 30.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, he was near the end of his career anyway. I mean, he had literally made all the money he was going to make. And so the fact that he's doing this, I don't know really what he's trying to gain. I guess
if you get injured at a place where you're supposed to be safe and you make a lot of money, I mean, don't get me wrong. I think the guy's a total douchebag. But then again, if you're a hockey player and you run into the boards and the glass breaks, can you sue them?
Apparently now
you
can.
That's crazy. You know,
we'll see what's going to happen with this. It may get thrown out of court. Who knows?
Because it was off the field, right?
It was not in the field of play. But at the same time, you got to remember, this is football. Anytime they're on the field, anytime they're doing something, anything, they can get hurt.
Yeah, I don't get football players. I just don't even kind of get it.
I just thought we were going to talk about his butt. We're talking about his knee.
If he really needs money, why don't you just write a book about Kim Kardashian and her butt?
Exactly.
It's just so big.
I had to get you guys involved
in the conversation.
Right. That was my way to bring you
but
in.
But then it just got football-y and then I got out again.
Yeah, gone.
No. I don't get football players. And so if Reggie Bush does, if this lawsuit goes through, who's going to pay for this? Is it the Rams or is it the city of St. Louis?
You know what? I read the article and I think he's taking it out on the CVC.
Who's that?
They're the people that actually own the Edward Jones Dome.
Oh, I thought that's where I bought like my prescriptions and stuff. No, is that what it is?
Not CVS.
Yes. That's what I thought too. Good minds think alike.
No, I agree.
Thank goodness we have Gary here to keep us on track.
Exactly.
Well, our stadium's falling apart anyway. So what could he possibly get from us?
That's not true.
Well, it's a piece of crap, right?
It's a bad stadium, which is why we're trying to get the new one, but that's a whole new show. That's a whole different show. We can talk about that another time.
How about the Rams not suck so bad? And then maybe more people would come to the games.
When the Blues sucked, did people still come to the games?
Nope.
that's not true.
No, they did not. They had to make an entire campaign. I remember Keith Kachuk bringing like flowers to people's works after the blackout or the strike. What was it? All the Blues fans were mad.
Well, that's the strike. That's different.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry.
I think he brought flowers to people's work. That's nice.
They did, like, season ticket holders, and they were asking them to come back and, like, forget. Like, they did a whole campaign about it a couple years ago.
Oh, that's
awesome. It was really brilliant. So maybe Reggie Bush or some of the football players can bring us flowers.
That'd be awesome.
And then watch him. All he has to do is, you know, bring Kim Kardashian to a game.
I know. We just want to look at her.
Speaking of Kardashians, like, we are going to talk about them later.
Okay.
We are going to talk about Halle Berry, who's been known as Halle Scary.
Oh, yes.
We have so much Gwen and Blake to talk about.
Yes, I can't wait.
The Gwen and Blake news broke right before I did my show last week, and I couldn't talk about it because I had to talk about the NBC thing, and I was going crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
This is why I need a show more than one day a week. I'm working on it. All right. I got a note from Rocky. It says, can we all get doozles after the radio show because Dad and Lucy are at the movies, so I want to get ice cream. Circle yes or no. We'll see, Rocky. We'll be right back. It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show. The price, the diamond, shining disco line. You better help me solve my problem. I'ma get this money and rob them. Lucky dog when I won the lotto. Ran up on my car, I'm carrying Rollo. But hold on, you can call me dirty and then lift up your skirt. And you want some of this dirty. God made dirt and dirt bust it. Nah. Stop annoying me. The Kelly Mano Show. Every time I touch these wires, they make weird noises. What song am I doing? Oh, In Vogue. Hang on.
Sassy, classy, and a little smartassy.
Okay, the classy part might be a stretch. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
The Kelly Mano Show is proudly brought to you by Christina Davis with Damsel in Defense. Now, Julie, you are a single girl who lives with your pack of dogs.
Yes.
But do you ever worry about your safety being alone?
Of course.
Well, I need to introduce you to Christina of Damsel in Defense. They are a company. It was founded in 2011. And they built this company on a three-step mission to keep women safe. And it's equip, empower, and educate. They have an entire catalog of self-defense items for women.
Oh, love it.
Everything from like a camera, like disguised as a stun gun, to an alarm that goes on your keychain that you can pull apart. And it makes this horribly high-pitched alarm so anybody can locate you. They have all kinds of cute, like, take it, leave it pepper spray. So you've got one in your purse, one at home.
Yay.
One on your nightstand.
Yeah, good
They've
idea.
Even got, like, crazy stuff like striking sticks and, like, all this amazing, like, kick people's butts, you know, products. And it's so awesome. I've been telling everybody about it. I just got my mom the take it and leave it pepper spray as well as the keychain for her.
Good idea.
And so, yeah, like I said, if you know someone in your life who, you know, you worry about, maybe they live alone or they're downtown a lot or things like that, give Christina Davis a call with Damsel in Defense. She can send you a catalog. She can show you everything and go over it way more than I can. I always joke that I'm going to bring the stun gun disguised as a camera to my weddings. And when I have like a really drunk groomsman, just be
genius.
Like, get in line. So yeah, if you want to talk to Christina with Damsel in Defense, you can. Oh, did you hear
that?
I changed my text tone to a sneeze fart. I'll explain it in a minute.
I love that.
If you want to talk to Christina with Damsel in Defense, you can give her a call at 618-789-5561. Julie, what's that number again?
618-789-5561.
Prejudice. Wrote a song about it? Like to hear it? Here you go. Free your
mind. I knew it was only a matter of time before the sneeze fart went off during the show.
That is hilarious. Where do you get stuff like that?
I don't know. It was like a week ago, and Jimmy said, he said, I don't like your text alert. It's annoying. Because it was like a beep or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fine, I'll change it. And so I changed it to the sneeze fart. Oh. Gary, will you text me so they can hear that again? And I thought, at some point, this is going to be embarrassing. And sure enough, I was at my wedding on Saturday night in the bathroom going pee with a bunch of women, and they echo. And so I'm sitting there going tinkle, and all of a sudden, let me see where my speaker is. Let me know you're ready, Gary.
It's coming.
Achoo! So every time I get a text, that's what goes off in the bathroom.
Oh, no. That's hilarious.
Yeah. Hey, that's Rachel. She's outside. Just tell her that you'll be out in 5 minutes. Right there. Thank you, dear. Let's see. What were we going to talk about? Oh, I want to talk about you, Julie.
Yes. Okay.
So you and Billy do a morning show on 103.3 KLOU.
Yes. And KLOU.com.
For 8 months now. Now, how are you and Billy getting along? Because it's like having a work husband.
It totally is. You know, I really feel like my older brother prepared me for this relationship because he's just like he's like a brother to me, you know?
Right, right.
We have
that
the best
chemistry.
That you
never asked for.
Oh, exactly.
Yes.
We have great chemistry. He's hilarious, so he cracks me up. I'm sure I drive him nuts. Sometimes he drives me nuts. But it's like, it works really well for us. We have a great, like, on-air chemistry and off the air, too.
Yeah, and so what time are you guys on there? It's 6 to 10 a.m., is that
six
right?
6 to 10 a.m., yeah. We slide in really early, and it's so fun because we're not like crabby in the morning. We're both, I guess, morning people. So,
oh my gosh. Whoever thought to put the two of you together was a very, very smart person because I was so excited because I love you and I love Billy.
Yes.
And I don't love many people in radio anymore. When you're in it for a long time, there's like some really awesome people and then there's some really crappy people.
I know. And that's what I was so nice when I was, getting to this job and stuff and first kind of meeting him. I mean, I guess we worked together before, kind of. Cause
but
he
not
was,
a lot.
Right. So I didn't really know him. But whenever people like you and other people said, oh, he's the nicest guy. And I'm thinking, okay, good. Maybe he really is a super nice guy. And he is. So it's awesome.
Yeah, because there's very few nice people in radio.
Exactly. I mean, they're kind of butts sometimes.
I can count them on one hand. and Billy Green was on that hand. And he just had a baby.
Yes. Yeah, so baby Jack Henry.
But he's back at work now, right? He took like a short paternity leave.
Yeah, so he took like maybe a week, 4 or 5 days off. Yeah. And his wife, Melissa, is awesome. She's gorgeous.
I know she's beautiful. Yeah. I've seen her on Facebook. Has the baby peed on him yet?
I haven't heard that story, but I don't like to know about stuff like that.
That's very important to know because he's got a boy and they have a...
Oh, good point.
They have amazing range. One time, Rocky peed and levitated a paper towel in the air like 5 feet above him.
No way. Are you supposed to put those little teepees on there or something?
Well, we didn't have the pee-pee teepees back
okay,
then. But Rocky was a peer. And so I would just lay a paper towel over his thing whenever I turned my, to get a wipe or whatever. And out of the corner of my eye, I see a paper towel levitating in the sky.
No way. And that is hilarious.
He was peeing it straight into the air. And so I was personally amazed by it. And I knew that Rocky was destined for great things.
That is hilarious. I haven't heard any of those stories yet, but I know he's getting up and feeding the baby and stuff. And
yes. Well, whenever you guys, I want you guys to one morning just really get into the gross stuff of parenting and
let me
know. And so KLOU, what kind of music do you guys play now?
So it used to be known as the oldies station in
That's
town.
That's what it always was.
Right.
Oldies KLOU.
Even when I interviewed for the job, I was like, okay, so it's oldies. And they said,
right.
No, we're classic rock
like
now. So now it's like 70s and 80s music.
It's crazy because that's what oldies are now. Because so where is the Elvis and the Chuck Berry music and the Big Bopper?
Oh my gosh, I don't even know who's playing that anymore.
And
us.
KLOU has stuck around for a long time, like 105.7 The Point. Very few stations, like Y98, very few stations maintain their image and brand for a long, long time. So I wonder if when we are like dead and gone, is KLOU going to be around playing Old Dirty Bastard?
It might be. You just never know.
Justin Timberlake.
It's nice they're kind of evolving, but the thing is people don't even know. A lot of people don't even know that they're not oldies anymore, so we definitely run into that.
Yeah.
We're not the oldies station.
No, but I guess technically, I mean, 60s and 70s.
70s and 80s.
70s and 80s. It's so funny because if I'm talking to somebody and I say 10 years ago, I'm talking about the 90s.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's true.
I don't realize that the 90s were 25 years ago.
I guess
it's 1990 because 10 years ago is not 1990.
Oh my gosh, that's nuts.
Oh, so can we talk about Gwen and Blake?
I just love them. I know it's not going to last, but I'm kind of glad that they're maybe having a rebound, both
I'm
of them.
I'm with you that this is not this is not like a ride or die chick relationship. This is a rebound for both of them.
Totally.
It makes no sense.
Rebounds are very important parts of growth in relationships.
It is a transition.
It's a transition.
And I am excited to watch this transition live on the air because The Voice goes live tomorrow. And
oh, that's right. Yes.
Up until this point, it's been recorded. And so now that the cat is out of the bag and they are in a relationship, we are going to have to see how they react on live TV.
They better be flirty. It better at least last throughout The Voice season because I'm not trying to have any weird emotions between them. I'm not going to want to watch.
What if they break up in the middle of it?
No, they are not allowed to.
What if NBC has to be loving this?
I'm sure they do. They're getting so much promotion about their relationship.
Yes.
It's just hilarious. Did you watch, what was the recent award show? The CMAs?
Yes.
I was so glad they didn't show, like, him. And they never showed Miranda at all, I don't think.
Right. There was like a joke about it in the beginning, but they kept it pretty classy.
But they never clicked away and showed her anything. So I was happy with that because, you know, I mean, it's a divorce is hard and painful. So I'm glad.
It is.
I don't know.
And Miranda released some kind of statement like last week that was really touching and, you know, just kind of talking about, you know, I feel bad for Miranda because who wants to be replaced by Gwen Stefani?
Nobody at all.
I mean, does anything suck worse than when somebody breaks up with you and then dates a hotter girl?
No, but then, you know, the story at first what I thought was Miranda was cheating on Blake and that's why they broke up.
That's
so
true.
Now it's like Blake has this new gal, so Miranda looks like, oh, you know, poor little girl over there.
Right, and Miranda's not chopped liver. Miranda's beautiful.
Oh, totally.
And she's so talented. Now, Gwen is coming out saying that, you know, she's shedding a little bit of light on her divorce, saying that the last couple of years that Gavin had really been like putting her down and really bad for her self-esteem.
Uh-huh.
And I think I kind of realized that in some of the music that she'd been releasing and you know, the No Doubt album that they did. It was just kind of, I feel like it was half-hearted.
Mm-hmm.
Like it wasn't all the way there. But the Gwen, I can't even say Gwen and Blake. I just want to say Gwen and Gavin.
I know, me too.
It's so crazy. But yeah, so Gwen and Blake, they are going to be, you know, live on The Voice tomorrow.
Supposedly they're working on music together. And
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, they're working on a song.
That cannot happen.
Apparently they've already begun.
God, that will be so awkward.
I know.
That will be as awkward. What was that horrible, oh God, somebody in St. Louis produced it. That Nelly song that he did with Tim McGraw.
Over and over.
Yeah, I should turn on your
microphone.
You might want to do that.
Yeah, no, I mean, Gwen and Blake do not need to combine music.
Well, you know that Blake and Christina did a song together,
and
too.
That was amazing. But Christina is different than Blake and or than Gwen. No. Nobody collaborates with Gwen, but cool like ska people.
And or exactly, Eve. Good point.
Did you see the very first picture that they released of Gwen and Blake holding hands?
Oh, I totally saw it. Of course,
he looked like a crazy, wide-eyed, like perverted uncle. Like it was like the worst.
Such a good point.
It was the worst picture I've ever seen of Blake Shelton in my life. And Gwen was looking fabulous. Blake was looking rough.
That's really weird that somebody like Gavin can make Gwen feel bad about herself, as beautiful as she is.
Right?
Really?
She does not age.
No.
You know she's what? How old is she now? Is she 50?
No, what? Not quite. Mid-40s.
She's in her upper 40s.
Yeah.
Because back when Tragic Kingdom came out all those years ago, she was 30. And everybody was like, what? They couldn't believe. But yeah.
Her abs are ridiculous.
Seriously.
They make me feel bad about myself.
You know that I was a No Doubt groupie, right?
Were you?
Yes.
I had no idea.
So my friend, and I will I will use this term very loosely.
Okay.
My friend dated the guitar player.
Oh.
We'll just call it dating.
Okay.
But we, you know, I am the queen of getting myself whatever I want, whenever I want. And I went to a No Doubt concert in like 1998 and I had to meet them. And I worked our way backstage.
Nice.
And so I got us backstage and the guitar player became fond of a friend of mine.
Love it.
And so since I was her friend, he was like, hey, come with us to Kansas City tomorrow. And so we would get on in our car and like follow the bus.
That's awesome.
And then we got, yeah. So I think there was a total of 3 times we were backstage with them.
Only Kelly Mano can pull off something like that.
I've got pictures to show you.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I can't tell you how I got backstage because if I reveal all my secrets, people will start copying them.
You have to save them for your future book.
I will.
Yeah.
Or to tell my kids. So
oh,
that
that's
they can, you know, because they're learning mama's ways.
Carry on the tradition.
All right. Well, I am excited to watch The Voice Monday night on NBC. Look at me still plugging them after they gave me a trip to Italy.
Isn't
that nice
Good
of
job.
Me?
Hashtag best time ever.
Hashtag best time ever. All right. So it is Kelly Mano here with Julie Tristan, and we will be right back.
She gets
the more she understands Britney's 2007 meltdown.
Once again,
it's the Kelly Mano Show.
It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show, and this is normally the time when I tell you about Rachel Witt. But guess who's in studio with me? Rachel Witt! So how are you, Rachel? Have you ever been on a radio or radio podcast before?
No, I have not.
No. Well, are you a little bit nervous that you just walked in and I sat you down and handed you a microphone and literally told you nothing?
Just a little bit.
Okay. Now, so we met Rachel, I guess it was like in January or February that, you know, Jimmy and I started toying with the idea of moving. We just went to a random open house and walked in and saw her, and we really, really liked her. We really, really liked the house that she was selling as well. And so we kind of started, you know, talking with her. And I have one bone to pick with you. I don't know if you've heard this yet or not, my great idea. But when are you going to change your slogan to Rachel Witt? I'm the...
Well, I would have to say that probably the MREC, the Missouri Real Estate Commission, would probably fine me for that. So that would probably not be okay.
But what if
that's
you?
That's hilarious.
If my last name rhymed with, I would be using that in my slogan.
Well, I would all. Well, actually, you know, for years, it took me about 6 months to figure out that slogan.
Yeah.
I think when I got my license 13 years ago, they kind of instill it in our brain. They say, okay, you have to come up with a slogan. You know, what do you do? And I said, well, gosh, I don't know. Wit. What do you do with wit? And
yeah.
I mean, I had people coming to me, oh, do, you know, go do this and do that. And my husband actually was the one that kind of said, go wit the best. I'm like, really? I'm not going to go around telling people, go wit the best, you know?
And is that your slogan now?
No, it is
okay,
not.
Okay, so what did you
finally
end up picking?
Everybody, we kind of came up with, was Moving Wit Rachel.
Oh.
There you go.
So,
that's nice.
It just kind of stuck. Well, so that's what we ended up doing.
I'm just going to keep doing Rachel Wit. She's a... because I like it a lot. So what made you get into real estate in the first place?
Actually, it was, we bought our first house 15 years ago. And it's kind of sad to say that we had the worst experience ever buying our first house. So we had a realtor, and you know, going with that realtor, she was showing us houses that were out of our price range. And you know, we were looking at houses, and when we did that, showed us houses that were even under contract. So we were kind of like, what are we doing?
Right,
you know? So
right.
We ended up firing that realtor. So I actually very upfront with my own buyers and saying, you can fire me.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of interesting.
That was the first thing she said to me. She's like, you are not signing a contract with me. Because poor Rachel, I mean, if she can put up with Kelly Mano, she can put up with anybody. Because I have the attention span of a squirrel. And I pee in nearly every house we go in because I have a bladder the size of a pea. And I was just asking her, I'm like, have you ever like gone to show a house and like somebody took a dump in the toilet and like clogged it? Or I know there have been some times that I've had to bring my kids, and especially like Libby Lou is just running around like an idiot. One time she was like playing hide and go seek in like some lady's closet.
Oh like, my gosh, that's awesome.
We have to get, so you know, have you ever, I guess early on in your career, have you ever ran into, like, come home when somebody was already home to show a home or something like that?
Oh, yes. I was probably, I think I had my license maybe a year, probably a year and a half in the business. So I was still kind of fresh and, you know, just
trying to be professional.
You know, oh, yes, trying to be professional. And I had a buyer with me, and she was probably early 70s.
Yeah.
Sweet little thing. And we were walking into a condo, and I think this is one of those things it will stick in my brain forever. And it was, I don't know if it was the wrinkles or the other things that I saw that
day. Wait, his wrinkles or her, wait, the lady's wrinkles?
No, the wrinkles on the person that we saw. But we walked in the door, and when I opened the door, there was a gentleman sleeping on the couch. Obviously, we have to make appointments when we show houses.
Right.
So they knew, they confirmed our appointment. And when I opened the door, he jumped up off the couch and it's like, oh my gosh. And I think myself and my buyer screamed, oh my gosh, even more. But it wasn't because he was there. It's because when he jumped up off the couch, the blanket fell and he was naked.
Wow.
So that is a vision I think I will have stuck in my brain for many years.
Did he ever say why he was there still?
No, because I don't know that we even stayed in the condo much after that. I don't think we continued to view the rest of it.
So you just shut it down right then and there.
Yeah.
I'll never forget, my parents were having new carpet put on in our home, and I needed to take a shower. I was probably 21 or 22 years old, and I knew that the carpet guys were out there, and we lived in a small ranch home, and I needed to get from my bedroom to the bathroom, and I had on my robe, and I didn't think it was appropriate for the carpet guys to see me in my robe. And I was naked underneath the robe. And I was also holding my shampoo and conditioner in my hand because my mom used to steal mine, so I'd hide it from her. And so I got this bright idea that I was going to leap from like my bedroom into our bathroom.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, and just do one big leap and open the door all at once, and then the carpet guys will not see me or anything like that. And so my room is almost catty corner from the bathroom. So shampoo and conditioner in hand, I open my door and I look back and forth. I see no carpet guys. So I leap to the bathroom and I fling open the door, and there is the carpet guy taking a dump.
No!
Taking a dump in my parents' house. Okay, number one, he didn't lock the door.
Oh my God.
Number two, his pants were all the way down to his ankle. Number three, when I opened the door, my robe went with it, and I dropped a shampoo and a boob fell out.
No!
So not only does he have this girl lunging in the bathroom at him, I'm throwing shampoo at him and a boob is hanging out.
That is horrible. So
I bend over to like try to scramble out of there, and I'm like, screw it, I'm gonna leave the shampoo. I'm trying to shut the door and the shampoo is banging in the door. And so I was finally so embarrassed. There was only one way out of my house, and that was through the main room where the carpet guys were. So I called my friend to come get me and climbed out the window.
Oh my gosh, that is awesome.
I climbed out the window. I'm like, Julie, come get me. And then I called my parents at home. I'm like, hey, I left and I climbed out the window. And they're like, why? I'm like, because the carpet guy just saw my boob.
I don't have any good stories like that. It's a good story.
Like, what is wrong with you, Kelly? They've only been here. But if you were, okay, if you were at an open house, oh God, she's not going to like this question. I'm going to say, if I were at an open house, or if I were like putting carpet in someone's house and I had to take a giant dump, wouldn't you just drive down to Quick Trip?
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't do it there.
Yeah.
I recommend that.
I'm so sorry. We took such a hard right turn, but I just, when she talked about finding someone unexpectedly naked in her house, I can just still picture that carpet layer on my toilet with his pants on his ankle. And my boob waving at him.
Oh, good memories.
How you doing? So, Rachel, did you sell my house?
Yes, I'm sorry.
No! is it still pending?
It is pending.
Oh,
right now,
then it's not going to sell.
It's not actually sold yet, but it is pending.
Yeah. So I fell in love with this house in St. Peter's with Rachel. And I mean, it's I walked in and I just knew I was supposed to be there. But it just wasn't the right time for us to move for two reasons. Number one, I really wanted Libby Lou to have the kindergarten teacher that she has this year. Mm. And number two, I had just found out that I was going to be on this pop culture trivia game show. And I kept telling Rachel, I'm like, I can't, you know, buy a house right now because I'm going to go on this show in the fall and win all this money and have a down payment for this house. And our finances are going to change. Because if you put me on a pop culture game show, oh, it's in the bag.
Oh, heck yeah, I'm going to win all that money.
And so did you see last week when I was humiliated on television?
Yes, I did.
So
I made sure, of course, to show everybody in my office. I go, look at my client.
So not only was there no pop culture questions, it was all a ruse to get me on the show and make a total, you know, turd out of me. And now I have a trip to Italy, which is lovely, but will not give me a down payment on my home.
But you got to meet Neil Patrick Harris.
I know.
I mean, come on.
I would rather have a down payment for my house.
And Michelle Kwan.
Yeah.
Listen, what about
your
that?
Best friend.
My best friend.
You got
friend.
To meet your best friend.
I met Michelle.
Oh, it's going to take a while to live that down, isn't it?
Yeah, probably.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
Well, so the Manos are going to be moving this summer. Without a doubt. What can we expect from like the market? Like, is it a buyer's market? Is it a seller's market? Does it go back and forth?
It's still a seller's market. So obviously we've been in a seller's market for the last, since 2000, I guess, beginning of 2014.
So that means it's easier to sell your house than it is to buy buy a house.
Yep. Still easier to sell your house. It's less inventory. So we still have a very low inventory. Actually, it's getting a little bit better. They say, you know, a lot of new construction still out there.
Right.
A lot of new construction's building out, which is great.
Yeah.
Interest rates are low. I just read something here a couple days ago that they're saying interest rates are going to start to kind of increase here a little bit. But I'm sorry, when people say that, you can't, I mean,
you got to kind of take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, interest rates at the end of the day, when you really look at it, they're the high threes, low fours. I bought my first house at a 7.
Oh, yeah.
So when they really say interest rates are going to raise, okay, does that mean they're going to go into the mid fours to high fours, maybe a 5?
Right,
I mean,
just a little bit
it's
more.
It's still a low interest rate. So I think realistically, I think you're fine. So
woohoo!
You've got really low, you know, with the low inventory. Now, as a buyer, it makes it a little bit, you know, not a lot out there.
Plus, we have a secret pig we have to hide. Like the day I met her, I'm like, hi, we'd like to buy a house. And if it's in St. Charles County, we have a pig to hide.
I was like, oh,
I'm like, okay. So the house has to have a privacy fence. Yes. Or I need enough space where nobody can see me. Because, you know, the pig is coming with us no matter what.
That was a little bit of a shock. I was like, okay, we have to check city ordinances. Sure. On this one.
Yeah, then, yeah, just give me a privacy fence. It's nobody. I mean, he's an inside pig anyway, so it's not like, I don't see how anybody could really complain about him. But right. I saw a story in St. Charles like a couple years ago where they made some girl get rid of her pet pig. Somebody had a problem with it, and
right,
yeah, people are stupid.
Yeah, you think you just, as long as it's, nobody finds it.
Yeah.
I didn't say that, though. Right.
Well, you know, I can't ever do anything without sort of, like, being illegal or, like, trying to push the envelope. So, of course, when I, you know, I've got Rachel, I'm like, hey, and we need to do this and we need to do that. So, where can people find your business? What is the easiest way to get a hold of you? No, it's not just you. You have an entire team.
I do.
Do you make them walk behind you in, like, a V formation?
I do not.
Because if I had that many employees, I mean, I just got Gary and I make him play follow the leader to make me look cool. But if I had an entire team, I would make them walk behind me in like a flock.
No, I don't actually.
You should try that with your new slogan.
Well, they would hate me.
So tell me about the team that you work with and your website and where people can go if they're interested in buying or selling a home like the Manos are going to do.
Well, I have a team of five. So basically with my team, I don't make decisions. Even though I am the team leader, I don't make decisions unless my team's involved in it.
Oh, so, you're really nice.
I'm a little different. I always say as a realtor, I'm one of those people that I don't, you know, I run things a little bit differently and my team runs the same way. So I have myself, I am the head listing agent. I handle all of our listings. I have two buyer's agents, Brandon and Dawn. They actually work with the majority of all of our buyers. I have two staff, both Bev and Katie. Bev is actually my team manager, handles all of our transactions that come in, and Katie works with me directly on my listings, to making sure that all of our listings are under control and everything's good there. So,
and can people come to you at any stage of home buying, whether they're just kind of thinking about it or they're like ready to go?
Any stage.
Because I am like the queen of like flakiness. I'm like, I'm going to buy a house next month. I'm going to buy a house next month. And I'm always texting Rachel. I'm like, I need to see this house tomorrow. And then she won't hear from me for a week. Yeah, that's kind of, but I'm also a very impulsive person. And when I find the house I want, I will buy it that day.
We have buyers. I mean, realistically, the typical internet buyer incubates on the internet sometimes 6 to 9 months.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
So, I mean, we have people that I've been looking for properties for a couple of years.
Yeah.
They're just looking for that perfect home. But then we have some people that are, they might look at a house and they're ready to go tomorrow.
Yeah. If I would have been in a position to move the day that I saw that cedar house, I mean, I would have moved in that day. Yep. I still think that's going to fall through because that's going to be my house. Either that or I'm just going to move in and they're not going to notice.
Yeah.
The house is plenty big. I'll just go out in the extra garage.
The four-car garage is detached.
I'll just make myself out there and they'll be like, who is this woman in the garage?
They'll
be like,
yeah, four-car garage.
She comes with the house.
Her name squatting is, in the garage.
Her name is Kelly Mano. Well, I want to say thank you for supporting my show because you were one of the first people to step up and say, you know, hey, I want to support your radio show. And I'm like, that is awesome. Yeah. And so, you know, not only are we supporting, you know, Rachel Witt and Remax, which your website, which you've not mentioned yet, is homesalesinstcharles.com. And then your telephone number is 636-720-3836. I highly recommend changing your text tone to a sneeze fart. Because I just did it, and when you texted me when you got here, it did the sneeze fart on the air. It was really, really awesome. It makes life better if your phone is a sneeze fart.
It does.
So, yeah, now, is that like your work phone so people can call you and you'll answer that all hours of the day and night?
Yeah, the 720 number that you just gave, that is actually a direct number at the office. After 3 rings, it hits my cell phone.
Okay.
So my cell.
So you probably answer your cell phone and don't even know who's on the other end.
No, it actually is set up, which is nice. It actually goes direct through and it does give you the actual number.
Yeah.
So my cell number, like, is, you know,
I screen all my phone calls and you have to be really important for me to answer. But real estate agents, you call and they pick it right up.
Yeah.
It's like playing Russian roulette with caller ID.
I tell people 24/7. So if I'm up, I will nice answer my phone. So
that is crazy. Well, we are going to be selling our house soon, and I have not informed you of this yet. But the Manos, when we make our video, we're going to do it MTV Cribs style.
Have you?
Now, do you remember MTV Cribs?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because I have a wide angle lens, and so we're going to be like, "Whoa, welcome to my crib," you know. And then I can make the like 1980s Harvester Gold like toilet and tub I have look cool.
They'll be
this is a vintage tub from 1985, you know, and this stain on the carpet is from Piggy Smalls himself. You know, like, so we'll make the flaws look awesome. Are you down for that?
I'm down for whatever
you're not going to put your name on it, are you? Like, I don't know who this lady is. Well, Rachel, thank you so much for coming in today. And of course, thank you for supporting the show. Do you have anybody you want to say hi to?
Shout out. Sure.
Shout out to the team.
Yeah. Shout out. Well, you already kind of shouted out to all of them. So if you are buying or selling a home, or if you want to make a cool video like MTV Cribs, like we're going to do, give Rachel Witt a call anytime, 636-720-3836, or visit her online at homesalesinstcharles.com. Thank you for visiting, Rachel.
Thanks, guys.
The Kelly Mano Show. The princess of the 90s is now the queen of the minivan carpool. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
The Kelly Mano Show is proudly brought to you by JM Motors in Granite City, Illinois. They are located at 2310 Namioke Road in my hometown of Granite City. They specialize in pre-owned cars, which is, you know, typically known as a used car lot. But when you go to JM Motors, they have more cars than most new car lots. They're spilling over. They've got two parking lots now, and they've been in business for 45 years. And I think that speaks volumes that anybody can stay in business for 45 years. Amen. Could you imagine doing the same thing for 45 years?
No, not at all.
I would bang my head into a brick wall.
I would too.
It's a good thing that Jerry hasn't done that because JM Motors have provided a lot of cars to a lot of people. Not just in Granite City, Illinois, because they are only 10 minutes from the Arch. They are right at the edge of Granite. It is so easy to get to in St. Louis. If you have a 16-year-old who has no credit and needs to buy a car, they can do in-house financing for you. They are a pay here, buy here, pay here lot. So they can take care of you whether you have good credit, no credit, even bad credit. They can hook you up. Their Facebook page always has the most current inventory. So if you go to kellymano.com later today, you can click on the JM Motors link, and it'll take you straight to JM Motors Facebook page, or you can check out all their new Fly Whips. Did I say that right? Is Fly Whips cars?
You said Fly
Whip. I don't know what a Fly Whip was. I just like...
Or is Whips your shoes? No, Whip is a car.
Whip is a car.
No idea.
Dude, I'm way more gangster than I thought.
And every time I hear this song, I always think that there's a cop behind me.
Sometimes I just want to dance and not talk.
I know. I love all this music you're playing. Right? It's awesome.
So thank you for listening to the Kelly Mano Radio Show. If you would like more information about my show, just go to kellymano.com, which is probably where you went to listen to this. So that was stupid to say. If you want to email me, my email is heykelly@kellymano.com. So a lot of people like to get in touch with me through social media, like Facebook. But I, like you, have 8 million Facebook friends.
Yes.
And I don't see anything. Like, I turn on my phone and it's like, you have 94 notifications. And so I always tell people, if you want to contact me quickly, just email me. It's heykelly@kellymano.com. And Facebook, I get to it when I can. But do you communicate with people through Facebook?
I do. I get asked out a lot on Facebook, it seems like.
Really?
It's not everybody. It's some gorgeous man. It's always my weird, crazy people.
I forgot about the radio stalkers. Nobody is stalking me yet. I guess I don't stalk.
Yes.
Well, I kind of do. But like back when I used to work in radio, like I'd get wiener pics at like 5 in the morning.
That is what Snapchat is for, apparently. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm always worried about a Snapchat from someone I don't know. I'm like, here we go. Let's just open it slowly.
open it slowly.
Yes, ridiculous.
Gosh, I remember, I mean, there were times we'd have like security leaving radio stations, you know, because either Stephen DC had stalkers or one of us girls on the show did, or sometimes we were running from the media because we did something stupid in the news and they wouldn't interview us.
Yeah, that sounds like the Stephen DC show.
And
yeah.
Okay, we're going to run. Go, everybody spread out. Like, I will never forget like Matt Sesney like chasing us one time over. And I'm like, I can't
talk.
That's
hilarious.
Oh, the crazy life we've had.
What's going on with your Twitter account, though?
Oh, well.
It's like private.
It is?
Yes, it says I have to. So I requested you.
Okay.
But it's all your tweets are protected. So you can't see it unless people.
No wonder nobody's talking to me on Twitter.
I was like, why is she so fancy? She's got a private Twitter
account. Wait a minute. Okay. So here's the thing. Every time I post something on Twitter, nobody does anything. Like, there's not even one person clicks the little star button. And I thought, man, I'm really a big loser on Twitter.
Oh, my gosh.
But I also don't use Twitter a lot because I just use it to, like, follow sports and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So I'm hidden.
Yes, your tweets are protected. I was going to tweet about it, but I'm like, I can't even tweet until you accept me as your Twitter friend.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. No, what's going on, Patty? Oh my gosh.
Right. I'm waiting for you to confirm me so I can
see your
Twitter page.
I don't even know how to confirm
page.
Anybody.
Ask Piggy Smalls. He knows how, apparently.
Well, yeah, if you haven't confirmed anybody, then that's why none of us can say anything to you.
Oh my God.
That's hilarious.
That sucks. I need to put somebody in charge of my Twitter.
Like,
Gary. I need people to walk around. I need people to walk around, and their job description is make sure Kelly doesn't do anything stupid. I almost did something really stupid the other day.
Gary.
So I was going on Show Me St. Louis to be interviewed about my time on NBC.
Uh-huh.
And I always like to do like fun things when I go on the air, like try to sneak in like a funny word. Like anytime I'm on live television, I try to do something funny.
I had no idea.
Yes.
Love that.
And so like a lot of times I'll do like a funny face or like a peace sign duck face. And so I was on my way to Show Me St. Louis and I got this great idea that right before I went on the air, I was going to tell my Facebook listeners, I'm getting ready to go live on the air. The first person to text me and let the sneeze fart go out live on the air would win a prize. And then I would just say, oops, sorry, Heidi, I didn't turn my phone off. And then I would just turn it off. And so for some reason, I thought this was something I should run by my husband, because that is part of his marriage vows, is to love you and cherish you in sickness and health and make sure you don't do really stupid shit. And so I called Jimmy and I'm like, I have this great idea. I want my sneeze fart to go off live on the air.
Yeah.
And it's cool because then the listeners are in on it and that, you know, and he wouldn't let me do it.
No, if I was interviewing you, you better do something like that, because that sounds hilarious.
He's like, they will never ask you back on the show. I'm like, I know, but it doesn't matter. I got a sneeze fart out.
I know.
You know, it's like the old Howard Stern, like Baba Booey thing, but not like in a mean way.
Yeah, I think it's kind of funny. I like that you do
that.
You don't
think Heidi would have been mad, right?
I don't think she would have been mad,
no. She may have not even noticed. Like, she would have just thought it was like a ringtone or something. Or, I don't know. Jimmy wouldn't let me do the sneeze fart, though.
I thought, you know.
What a buzzkill.
Just do it next time.
See, I should have called one of you guys.
Yeah, we would have said, do it.
Julie, you are now in charge of my stupid decision making.
Okay, good.
And so this is the time in the show that we normally do Friends Trivia. I was excited to do Friends Trivia, and the person coming in, they couldn't make it. So I was going to make you do it on the spot.
I mean, I'm good at Friends. I used to love Friends, but I just have a bad memory.
Okay, then we're not going to play, because I'll make you look really silly.
Okay.
Like, I have people walk in here, like, with their thing hanging out, swagging back and forth, like, oh, I can take on Kelly Mano, and then I make them look ridiculous.
Because you're so good at Friends.
Yes, I'm not only good, I'm fast at it. So we will have Friends Trivia next week if I have to drag a contestant in here. One thing that I have always loved about Julie Tristan is not only how you manage to be nice to everybody.
Thank you.
Do you ever just like yell at people or flip them off on the highway?
No, because I'm afraid of like, you know, road rage people coming after me. But
oh, yeah, I guess. I don't know.
My brother never understood how people thought I was so nice. He's like, she is not nice.
I know. Like, you and Donna Harris are like my two friends who are always so sweet. And even she's like, I have you so fooled.
I know. I don't feel like I'm all that nice all the time. I mean, I am nice a lot of times, but I definitely get mad at people.
Oh, yeah.
I do.
What about you have a big heart for, I guess the word's like philanthropy, which is like helping other people. You are a big animal lover
like me.
And you know what, I just remembered, you were the one who turned me onto the Humane Society as a dog walker all those years ago when I was pregnant with Rocky.
Oh, I love that. Yes. That's right.
And so I volunteered for the Humane Society for a long, long time until I got like a little bit busy with three kids, and I'm going to go back. But so what are the rescue agencies that you mainly work for now?
Yeah, so I have five dogs. I'm a huge dog lover.
Yep.
And so I do Gateway Pet Guardians is where three of my dogs are from. And
okay.
Stray Rescue is a big one I help out.
I've got a stray rescue pup.
And then every summer I go volunteer at Best Friends Animal Sanctuary in Kanab, Utah, and they rescue pigs, where I met this pig that turned me into a vegetarian.
So, yeah, tell me about the pig that turned you into a vegetarian. Because I've been, you know, since I've gotten a pig, you know, I didn't pay a lot of attention to things. I'm a big animal lover, but I'm not, I don't go as far as you go or yeah. anyone else, because I'm addicted to Taco Bell. Otherwise,
it's okay.
And so I have looked in a little bit more now that I have a pig, now that I know how wonderful he is, and now that I know how, like, that he has feelings and he's smart. Knowing the way that they're treated before they are eaten yes. is really, really hard for me. And so I've been trying to not become the crazy pig lady who spouts out on Facebook every day about, like, don't eat pork. I guess I'm the person who says, I don't mind that we eat animals, but I feel like they are a gift to us, and how they are treated before we eat them is important to me.
And you know, pigs are way smarter than dogs too, so it's sad that they're treated so badly.
It is. And so what is it, who's the pig that you met that made you become a vegetarian?
So her name was Sweetie Pie, and I still remember the day. Part of Best Friends Animal Sanctuary, you go volunteer with animals, and so we were with the pigs that day.
Yeah.
And Sweetie Pie is just, like, sitting on this mat outside of this door, and she's wagging her tail. And yeah. I asked the lady, I'm like, why is that pig wagging its tail? And she goes, because she's happy.
Yeah.
And something about that clicked in my brain, and I have not eaten meat since they told me about this pig being happy. And then this past year I went back and I saw Sweetie Pie, and I'm like, thanks for making me vegetarian. I just love you. And I love how you could just pet pigs on their belly and they'll just mm-hmm. like fall asleep. It's like they're mesmerized.
And they snuggle. Cool, like, when Piggy Smalls, he knows when it's his bedtime.
Yeah.
Because he will walk around the house snorting. And what he wants is somebody to lay down for him. Because he has to be against a body. And if he can't find one of us, he'll settle for one of the dogs who do not. They love Piggy Smalls. And Susie will let him snuggle a little bit. But Molly has no tolerance yes. for Piggy snuggles. And so I've tried to, like, make myself a vegetarian. Like, I try to, like, watch gross videos about the pink chicken at the pink slime chicken at McDonald's and stuff. Nothing grosses me out. Like,
I know.
I must have a stomach of steel.
I don't know. But, you know, I did learn a couple things about pigs that mm-hmm. hopefully you might or might not know.
Yeah.
So for the people that work at Best Friends, I heard that pigs, a lot of times they like to live in pairs. And they can become aggressive if they don't have another pig friend.
Really?
With
them. See, yes. Now, don't. It's a good thing Jimmy's not here. I've already got in my mind that I'm getting another pig.
Yes, yes.
But a lot of the pig message boards I'm on, it's actually a really hard transition to bring in. I think you need to get them as two when they're babies, because they're such dominant animals that if you bring in another pig, it's going to be like an alpha fight for.
So here's what they said, because whenever we were there, they were introducing another pig to this family that okay. had a pig because they needed to live in a pair. So they say you kind of have to put the two pigs together and let them kind of duke it out one time.
Right.
And it sounds really bad, but it's not, because they can't, I guess, they hurt each other that bad.
No, they don't have sharp teeth. And actually, one of the things that we had to learn when we got a pig is something called move the pig. And so when the pig is behaving badly and Jimmy or I need to correct him, what we do is we move the pig and we use, like, our outer calf, and we put it, like, on his shoulder and we push him across uh-huh. the floor a couple feet. We're not kicking him, but it's a shove, and it's called move the pig. And yeah. when we do that, it is showing our dominance over him, because that is what pigs in a herd do. The dominant ones knock the other ones to the side by their shoulders. And so, yeah, I could see how they'd put two pigs in and let them kind of, it's almost like sumo wrestlers.
Right.
That's really all they can do, is just slam their fatness into each other over and over again.
And they did say that people get pigs and a lot of times they return the pig because they don't realize that pigs can smell food like 2 miles away. So you cannot get mad at your pig for smelling food behind your refrigerator and going after it, because that's just what they naturally do.
Our pig is a human garbage disposal. So in the last couple of days, he ate a tampon and he ate toothpaste.
Oh, my God.
He is obsessed with my makeup. I keep joking that I think he might be transgender.
I love that.
He can be on the new cover. What was Caitlyn Jenner on the cover of?
Vanity Fair.
We need to do a Piggy Smalls Vanity Fair cover.
We totally should.
In, like, the white onesie with the lipstick. But he can smell my makeup. And I don't buy cheap makeup. And he has cost me. He ate my $40 foundation.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
Yes. And so pigs can. Yeah, it's definitely. It's not like having a dog.
It's not. Not at all. And did you know miniature pigs? I did hear something that was kind of crazy about them. That they can grow to be really big. And a lot of people do get them as little pigs.
Right.
And they grow to be a regular pig because a miniature pig is really a pig.
Yes.
It's a regular pig. It's not like a breed of little pig.
There is no such thing as a teacup pig. There is no such thing as a miniature pig. Anyone who's telling you that is lying.
Exactly.
Now, there are... Who farted? Hang on. Do you guys, where's Susie? Gary, was that you?
No.
You're sitting by the window. So if anybody farted and I'm going to smell it, it's you. Because the waft is coming this way.
There's no way he can... and think he's going to get away with
do
it,
do you
though.
Smell it yet?
I do smell it, yes.
Gary
sits in here and farts during the show.
If he wasn't sitting by the window, it wouldn't be... And normally...
Oh, know, my God, that's hilarious.
Normally, I'm the one passing gas during the show. And he's got to deal with it.
Oh, you two are hilarious.
God, what did you eat, Gary?
Pork? Dairy Queen.
That'll do it.
That'll do it. Yep.
So there's no such thing as miniature pigs. There are mini potbelly pigs that grow to be between like 40 and like 75 pounds. And that's what we believe that we have. And our vet agrees that Piggy Smalls is kind of growing on that schedule. But, you know, you have to have a really strict diet with them. And you have to understand that no matter how big they grow, they are your pet forever. And so the first thing that I said, you know, luckily my vet grew up on a hog farm. So he's been the vet to my dogs. His name is Dr. Tepke at Houdershell Animal Clinic. I will give him a shout out because I adore him.
Yeah.
And the first thing I wanted to do before I got a pig was talk to him. And so, you know, he said, you have to be prepared for this pig to get to be 100 pounds.
I love that he said that to you because it's so true. Yes. People don't realize that.
And I said, well, I have a 90-pound dog. So, you know,
good point.
Yeah. I mean, our concern was, can he get up and down the stairs when he's older? We might have to build him a piggy ramp or something. But
love it.
I mean, this pig is ours for 12 to 20 years. And it is our job to, you know, make sure that he behaves and I would never recommend to anybody to get a pig. They are so much work.
They are work. And a lot of times what they're telling us, the best friends, is people think it's like a breed of miniature pig, but really the way they create miniature pigs sometimes is the pig is born from the regular size mom and dad, you know, mm-hmm. and then they take the pig away from the mom when it's a baby, yep. and they don't feed it the mom's milk, so it like it stunts its growth.
Yeah, you can do
so
that.
So that's why it sometimes grows to be a regular size pig.
Another thing that oftentimes you know, breeders will do to trick a pig buyer is they will breed two pigs that are only like a year old. And pigs are not fully grown till they're 3 years old, but they can mate before then. So if you take a buyer and say, well, look at this mom and dad pig, they're only 30 pounds each. Well, those pigs aren't fully grown yet.
I love that you are such a smart pig owner. You know, it's just like, good for you.
Well, and you know, one of the things I did when I first got him was I posted a video on YouTube of me up with him squealing at 1 a.m. And I'm like, if you think having a pig is fun, this is what it's really like. And also, like, the novelty wears off. People think, oh, but it's a pig, so it's fun.
Yeah.
That goes out the window after like 2 weeks. And my thing to people is that if you wouldn't get a dog tomorrow, don't get a pig.
Right.
They are equal amounts of work. And so I say, if you're ready to get another dog tomorrow, then you're probably ready for a pig. If you're ready to get a puppy and raise it from beginning for the next 20 years, then a pig is a great pet. But if you wouldn't go out and buy another dog tomorrow, don't you dare go get a pig.
Amen, sister.
Yeah, woohoo!
That's awesome.
But I'm glad that you finally got to come and meet Piggy Smalls.
I know. I keep looking for him. I'm like, I want to hang out with him some more.
Do you want to take a selfie with him?
Totally would love to.
Especially because he's like famous now with the Blues, right? I mean, he pooped in the Blues locker room.
He is the best ever. I love him.
I'm so glad you came in to hang out with me today.
Thanks for having me. This is so fun. You're so good. I love watching you do your thing.
Thank you. Well, I've always been a Julie Tristan fan because you got a big heart and you got a big smile and a big personality. And so why don't you go ahead and plug you and Billy's show one more time to let people know where they can hear you.
Oh, cool. So Billy and Julie in the Morning. It's on 103.3 KLOU.
And who did those awesome pictures for you on your website?
The best photographer in town, Kelly Mano. She is so good.
Shut up, Gary.
If I ever have a baby, you better come take all those crazy pictures.
All right. Yeah. Well, so yeah, people can tune in Monday through Friday.
6 to 10, KLOU.com, iHeartRadio app, anything.
Are you doing anything else? Because you're the queen of having like 5 jobs at once. Are you doing weekends anywhere or anything else?
Oh my gosh. So I do Saturdays from 10 to 2 on 103.3. And usually I stay on from 10 to noon Monday through Friday.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So 6 to noon, baby.
How do you even still have a voice?
I don't know.
What time are you going to bed tonight?
I'm trying to go to bed right now, okay?
But I haven't let you go yet. Oh my gosh, you have like the schedule of an old lady. It's really cute.
I know, it's ridiculous.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on. Thank you guys for listening to the Kelly Mano Radio Show. We will be back next week. Next week, the show is going to be on Tuesday, so don't everybody freak out. I got a lot of stuff to do. Dan Duffy's going to be hanging out with me next week, and it's always a good show when he comes by. So thank you for listening to the Kelly Mano Show. We will see you next week. Everybody say bye.
Bye.
Thank you very much.